Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, February 22nd, 2013, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. United informed AFA yesterday that this weekend's planned IT outage, which was to have affected the FASRS and OSAP reporting systems, has been canceled. We will inform you of the new dates for the server updates once the company determines when these will occur. Flight attendants have begun receiving our new uniforms. Serving jackets have been arriving without alterations vouchers. Section 16G of our contract requires the company to bear the cost of all alterations required to properly fit a flight attendant in a new uniform. Shipments will now contain the alteration voucher. If you have already received your serving jackets and are in need of an alteration voucher, please call CentOS at 1-800-922-9620 to request them to be mailed to you. If you have already paid to have your serving jacket altered to properly fit, contact your in-flight supervisor for assistance in obtaining reimbursement for this expense. We have heard from a number of you about your concerns regarding the recently issued new uniform purse and the Prop 65 notice that accompanies it. Considering the content of the Prop 65 notice, the concerns being expressed are understandable. It is equally understandable why many are asking, what is AFA doing about this? AFA learned about the inclusion of this Prop 65 notice when flight attendants began to call their local council offices and raise this as an issue. When this was brought to our attention, we immediately contacted in-flight services management and identified our specific concerns. In addition, our professional AFA staff began to research the issue to get a better understanding of California Proposition 65 and what was contemplated by this legislation, as well as to understand the specific risks associated with the uniform purse. As with any legislation, the issues are complex. On its face, the legislation is an effort to protect consumers from certain chemicals that are known to be carcinogenic. How this legislation is implemented is left to the manufacturers of products sold to consumers. Manufacturers have some choices to make relative to this issue. In order to comply with Prop 65, they may elect to test the consumable materials for the presence of more than 900 chemicals, a process which can be cost prohibitive. As an alternative, and to comply with Prop 65 and alert consumers of any potential danger, the manufacturer may simply elect to include the notice information contemplated by the language in Prop 65. As a result, it is important to understand that the presence of a Prop 65 notice in and of itself on the consumable item does not, nor should it be construed to indicate that any definitive safety hazard exists. In fact, this Prop 65 notice is an ever-present part of much of the landscape within the state of California, appearing in restaurants, theme parks, and even the airports we transit to get to work on the aircraft. AFA, in our representational role, has requested specific information from the company about the purse. It is our understanding the company is working to obtain for AFA the information we have requested. While we do not know at this time if the uniform purse presents any of the dangers contemplated by Prop 65, it is suspected that the testing for the specific chemicals was not completed and the Prop 65 notice was placed into the purse out of an abundance of caution and to comply with this California law. The notice appears in all of the bags because any of them could be distributed to flight attendants living and working in the state of California. We have confirmed that uniform regulations provide that only the uniform purse may be visible while in uniform. The company and union share the mutual understanding that flight attendants are not required to carry a purse, and the decision to do so is at the flight attendant's individual discretion. However, as we do today, when carrying any alternative purse that is not part of the uniform, it must be carried inside other luggage, either the tote or the suitcase. At this time, it is unlikely the company will reconsider and offer an alternative purse. We will continue our advocacy in resolving this issue in the best interests of flight attendants. Your United Master Executive Council Communication Committee has created a series of three handbooks for your use as a reference. These new resources should be arriving at your home address soon if they have not already. The three handbooks cover a variety of different topics. On the Line covers legalities, line of flying ID and pay cert codes, safety reporting, as well as a list of useful UniMatic commands. Your Rights as an Employee details the rights to which you are entitled as an employee working under the terms of our AFA collective bargaining agreement and by company policy. Topics covered are drug and alcohol testing, suitcase searches, fatigue, and your right to a witness of choice in any discussion with more than one management person present. In addition, this publication provides information on the dispute resolution letter of agreement in which our current performance and attendance programs are based. Your AFA reviews the structure of our union and provides a list of standing NEC committees, their purpose and responsibility. We trust that you will find these resources useful and encourage you to carry them with you anytime you are on duty. United SFO and LAX councils brought forward an idea proposed by retired flight attendant and AFA International President Pat Friend to establish a Founders Day on October 1st each year to recognize the brave women who first established our union. The concept was presented to the United Master Executive Council, where it was unanimously supported to be brought to the AFA Board of Directors for consideration. Unanimously adopted by the AFA BOD as an organization, we will remember that day in 1945 when five brave stewardesses working for United Airlines formed the first union for airline stewardesses. These five stewardesses, Ada Brown Greenfield, Frances Hall, Edith Lauterbach, Sally Tomentz, and Sally Watt Keenan, named their union the Airline Stewardess Association, or ALSA. This was the beginning of our union, the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA. The foundation they laid has allowed us to build the profession we now call flight attendant. This month, Edie, our last surviving union founder, left us, and it is appropriate that we memorialize the contributions of these five women by establishing an annual date to remember and reflect on their contributions to our collective success. Each year on Edie Lauterbach's birthday, October 1st, will be recognized as AFA-CWA Founders Day. This agenda item was adopted unanimously by acclamation. The Association of Flight Attendants Scholarship Fund is intended to provide financial assistance to dependents of United flight attendants who will be attending a college or university. The purpose is to further the education of promising young men and women who are dependents of AFA members in good standing who otherwise would not have the opportunity for higher education. To qualify, you must be a dependent of an active AFA member in good standing who is seeking to further her or his education at an accredited college or university. Recipients will receive the cost of tuition, room, board, and reasonable book expense up to a maximum of $5,000 for 1 year. Any recipient may reapply for this scholarship each year until graduation up to a maximum of 4 years. Applications available on our website must be received by April 10, 2013. There are a number of additional scholarships available from AFA-CWA International, which you may be interested in. Please contact your local council with any questions. Our Joint Negotiating Committee met with United Management this week and has provided an update for all flight attendants. You may review the update on the JNC website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.